Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tire.
All right, as Matthew McConaughey would say, this is Michael Brooks, and we are Heart to Heart Radio, and I am here with the hot host with the sexy voice, Karina Gonzoli, who I will get to in just a second. This is a very special episode of Heart to Heart because we're going to introduce our Spring 2016 Fantastic I Love Fun Challenge, and throughout today's show, we're going to be telling you all about that, and we're just going to have some fun. I hope everyone's having a phenomenal first day of spring, wherever you happen to be in the world. I'm in Boise, Idaho, and it's a 70-degree day with beautiful sunshine, and actually it's quite warm and pleasant outside. So I almost did the show from outside, but you never know who's going to be driving by, and I live near a golf course, so it probably wasn't practical, but boy, I have spring fever, and I certainly wanted to do it outside. But I'm not. I'm in my own studio in the house, my home office here. But I am looking out over the Northern Rocky Mountains, so that's kind of fun for a first day of spring. So if you would like to call in and get involved on this fun show today, the phone number is 646-716-7979. And again, this is Heart to Heart Radio on the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and I am here with the hot host with the sexy voice, my partner in life, love, and business, Karina Gonzoli. And let me bring Karina in right now so we can get started with today's show. Karina, welcome to our show once again. You're coming to us from Johannesburg, South Africa, so our connection might not be perfect at the moment. But how's everything on this late Sunday evening for you, Karina?
Hello, Michael. It's getting cold, a little bit cold. It's going into autumn on this side of the world. But it's good. It's been a good day. It's been a very good day. Thank you, Michael. And you're just starting your day. So it's all very strange.
Well, it's actually 3:30 in the afternoon over here. But as you know, I work late into the evening because I deal with people from all over the world. And that's just kind of a necessity of my business. So, Karina, we want to talk about fun today, and what does fun mean to you?
Well, fun means all sorts of things to me, Michael. Walking on the beach, walking bare feet on the grass, or sitting under a tree reading a book, jumping on a trampoline, jumping out of an aeroplane, just meditating, doing yoga, playing with my It's also fun for you, Mike.
Okay, well, we heard some of that, Karina, but about every other word is breaking up, so let me try it another way. What would you consider the most fun thing you have ever done in your life?
The most fun thing I've ever done in my life? Sure, I like simple things, Michael. Really caught me now. Oh, I just enjoy simple things like walking on the beach and walking on the grass, driving the bumping cars at a fair, or eating popcorn at a movie. Simple things like that, Michael. What about you? What is a fun thing that you've done in your life?
Oh, I've done lots of fun things in my life, and I don't know that I could pick one fun thing other. Driving a race car at 120 miles around a track, which I know you want to do when we get over to Las Vegas, Karina, and we plan on doing that. That's going to be fun for me to just watch you in that car because I know you're an adrenaline junkie. When I was working for the president, I was able to go up in a Navy jet over San Diego Bay. That probably kind of topped my fun There's nothing quite like pulling those G's in a Navy jet going over San Diego Bay and going straight towards it and then straight up into the air. That is a real adrenaline rush. But one of the things that I think it's good to do those things that might be scary on the surface, like driving a car around a racetrack or, you know, flying in, and I know not everyone can fly in a Navy jet, but when you do something like that, busting through that fear, because believe me, I was scared both times. I was scared driving the car because you're going so fast around a track and there are other people on the track with you, even though you've got an instructor. I was afraid of that. I was scared to death to go up in the Navy jet in San Diego. Now, of course, let me here. I thought I had done that. I did not. So going up in that Navy jet. But what happens is, here's the effect. Getting out of your comfort zone and doing something with that kind of adrenaline rush gives you a confidence that you simply can't get in any other way. Because you're busting through that fear and you come down kind of, I don't want to say full of yourself, but you come down with this confidence that is, wow, I did that. I can do anything. And I think that works really well, not only in your life, but in your business. So whatever it is, whatever dream you may have to do something that has that kind of adrenaline rush, I would recommend you find a way to do it at some point in your life because it is going to give you confidence. But there are so many other ways other than the magic adrenaline rush to just have fun on a daily basis. And let's go through some of those, Karina, and see what types of things we can do on a daily basis just to get away from our business and to refocus. As I said, and we're going to get to the challenge here in a little bit, as I said in one of the promos for the challenge, that fun explodes energy, crushes creativity, and when I say crush, I mean in a very, very good way, and also ignites imagination. And if you have those three elements working for you in your business, you are quite literally unstoppable. But, you know, we hear from a lot of people, what can I do for fun on a daily basis? But there are lots of little things that are fun. Why don't we go through, Karina, you mentioned some of them that you like to do, walking on the grass and things like that. What types of little fun things can we do just to get away from our business for maybe 15 to 30 minutes a day?
Okay, Michael.
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you.
Okay, we can do awful things. Just taking a few minutes out and walking, taking a walk, or going to speak to your neighbor. Lots of times we get so caught up behind our computers, we get to connect with friends and family or just the person who lives next door to you. What about going to the park and playing on the swings and sliding down the slide? Back to your childhood. We're not that you, Michael. That's also you can just be something. Probably one of the most exciting things to do is watch a funny movie and just laugh. It does wonders for yourself as well. There's been research that shows that laugh even helps you lose if you laugh a lot. So that's also a good thing to do. Taking a scenic drive around sometimes is good, but not even better because that's very stressful.
Are you there, Karina?
I am.
Okay, you are fading out every other word. I don't think I certainly didn't hear hardly anything you said, maybe a word or two. So I know that our listening audience is. And certainly no one's going to be able to get the benefit of it on a replay. So if anyone is listening live, I apologize for that. Sometimes we do, and we're dealing with a global network like we do on the Coach on Fire radio network. We have some connection issues from around the world, and we were definitely experiencing sunspots or something today in the air. between Johannesburg and the United States. So what I think we're going to do, since this is such an important episode and we have such an exciting challenge to talk to you about, that we're going to abort the show for now, and we will come back to it sometime early this week when we can work on these connection issues. Does that sound good to you, Karina?
It does. It does, Michael. Thank you.
Okay, now let's end with just kind of a little fun song, and we will end the episode, and we will abort and come back a little bit later this week when we can get the connections under control. So this is Heart to Heart Radio. I am Michael Brooks, and we are on with Karina Gonsoli. And Karina?
Thank you, Michael. Remember, you're awesome. And we'll chat to you later during the week.
And be great.
In 1964, the Beach Boys were one of the biggest bands in the world. Fresh off the release of their third album, they returned to the studio to record Fun, 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 a song that would quickly become a staple of the nationwide surf rock craze and one that would earn a rightful place in the Beach Boys canon. But America never heard its first draft until now.
From the Tonight Show in the United States. It was a spoof on the Beach Boys' song Fun, 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 which was recorded in 1964. You can actually find the Fallon spoof on YouTube. Just go to the Tonight Show YouTube page, and you can get the Beach Boys' original through iTunes or wherever you buy your music. As I mentioned before we played the song, Karina's connection is not well today, and And rather than go forward with the show where you can't hear her and we can talk about the challenge, we're going to do that in a few minutes or in a couple of days, either tomorrow or the next day, and introduce the challenge and talk more about how you can have fun in your life, in your love life, and in your business. I'm Michael Brooks. This is Heart to Heart Radio on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And for Karina Consoli, have a fun Sunday, everyone, and be great.
Remember, you're awesome.